Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're continuing with our recitation and reading of The Degree of the Woman in the Religion of Islam, a book just printed, but containing conversations that come from 16 years in Zawiya, in the holy city of Jerusalem, from 1978 to 1994, with Muhammad Sayyid al-Jamal Arifai al-Shadulia, on women in Islam. We're currently reading on page 32, in the middle of the page, if you're following along in the book, and if not, just listen. We'll open with the Fatiha and move into our intention and then begin the reading. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. As we tend to take this book off the shelf and drop into it, we come into the presence of our guide who carries the spirit of all the prophets, alayhi wasalam, who offers us the food that's a deep teaching for deep walking. Please help open us to thinking deeply and to guiding us to a deeper understanding of the Sufi teachings, so that when we say, I am a Sufi, we can see ourselves carrying the religion of unity and the message of love and peace, mercy and justice. This is what Sidi wants from each of us. We're currently reading the incredible story of creation, of humanity. So it's deep and profound and simple at the same time. We're currently, the last we've read is the coming together of Adam and Eve in the physical dance, with their coming to know each other at Arafat, and giving birth to the first holy son who was born in Makkah. And that their journey completed itself in the material world, and the tomb of Eve being in Jeddah, and of Adam in Sri Lanka. And so we continue with the story. The rain comes from the heavens to the earth. The rain is the love. The love came and touched the earth and began to give birth. Without this love, there can be no life, and there's no flowers, and there's no fruit. From the heavens to the earth is the love. And for a long time, the heavens sent its love to the earth. But afterward, from Allah's wisdom, there came a deep separation between them. This is a good example for us, my beloveds, for all who know God. If anyone wanted to know God without love, he could not understand or know him, and he could not take from him. Allah says, give the love, and then you can take the love. If you take the love, you can go deep, and you can know me, and you can know how to be with me. If you do not give me your soul, how then can you see that I am with you in the complete marriage? If the bride does not give everything for her beloved, can she take everything from him? This is the real example between the heavens and the earth, and the separation of Adam and Eve to different places. You can say that Eve is the earth, and that Adam is the heavens. Without the heavens, there is no earth, and without the earth, there are no heavens. The reign of Adam is the love for Eve, from which she can give fruit and from which she gives life. For this wisdom, Allah does what he does, and this is a very deep thing. Allah gave a deep holy gift to Adam when he showed him Eve and said, look. In that moment, he put all of the love for the first time through Eve, and Adam took from her. This is a sign for all the children of Adam and Eve. First of all, for Eve, and then for any Eve, because if the man looks at her and he does not find the love in her, then neither he nor she can take anything. But if she gives him a drop of the love, with this drop he can begin to live and to move. For this reason, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, I love three things: women, perfume, and prayer. Allah put the real image through Eve. The woman contains everything, and you can say that she is the real ocean for everything that she has, if she knows herself. You can say that she is the throne of Allah, because she has all of the love. She contains everything that Allah created from the drop of her love in that first moment. The birds, the animals, the plants, the water, and everything. Because of this, she is very holy. It was for this reason that Allah made the separation between the heavens and the earth. He wanted to send his love to the earth. When he created Eve in her material body, after the separation of the heavens and the earth, this was so that he could give through her to see his love in his creation on the earth. For that reason, he says, know me and see me in everything, then see my face, then you see my face. Eve is in everything a part of the message of Adam. May peace and blessings be upon him. She is part of the Khalifa of Allah, because how could Adam be the Khalifa if he had not taken the love from Eve? Without her, how could he see his children who carry the life of Allah? If the people know the real message and they know why Allah created them, then this is very holy. This is from the deep journey. And this is also the journey for Allah through His creation. When I say, be one body, one heart, and one soul, I mean to return to be the real Adam. To be like Adam when he and Eve made the real love in the spirit without making a child, as they had done when they were together in the subtle body in the garden. When a person is in that state, he returns completely to be the real Adam and Eve. And he is absent from being two. There is only one, and this is the world of the unity. Eve, then, was the real shadow for Adam. And this meant that she was inside of him and with him always, so that you could not say either he or she. But I am speaking about the kind of humanity where Adam and Eve were one person, meaning the human being, al-insan. The human being who carries both the male and the female. For that reason, Allah says, O mankind, verily, verily thou art working toward thy Lord, a work which thou wilt meet in His presence. O human being, Allah created you to carry Him and to contain everything that He has. You are the complete image for Him. He gives you all of His love so that you can continue through this love to know Him. When you know Him, you continue through the knowing from where you came to return to where you came from. This is your story. It is important to work very hard and to be very careful about what He gives you. Do not cover yourself with veil after veil, but be pure like you were when He created you, because after that you return to Him. You are from Him and to Him and are not else than He. Do not say, I or He or She, but say, Allah. For this reason, He said, O human being, Ya ayyuhal insan, and not O Adam or O Eve. When a person sees himself as insan, then he stops and he walks very deeply. And he is very polite because he knows that he contains everything. Allah says in His Quran, We offered the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they refused to carry it and were afraid of it, and man carried it. Sirat al-Ahzab, 72. The human being did not say yes by himself, but God made him ready to contain everything. And for this reason, the human being is holy, because he is the home of Allah. And if the people know what I mean, then this is the deep praying. Adam, may peace and blessings be upon him, was the first insan, and he was the father of all, and the picture of all the material world. He was the first in the body, and he is a part of the light of Allah, but the father of Adam, and of everything in the spirit, is Muhammad. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. Because he is the complete face of Allah. And from his existence came the complete world. From the reality of his existence, the world of Adam was created, but the world of Adam was a very small part of his existence. Muhammad said, there are 1,000 worlds like the world of Adam, and every one of them knows me, and I know them, and I am the mercy for all of them. Through the mercy of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the complete mirror for Allah. He asked for all the souls, am I not your Lord? He asked all the souls, am I not your Lord? In reality, this meant that Allah asked the question to the existence of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, because his existence contains all the spirits. And the answer, yes, you are our Lord, also came from the existence of the Prophet. This is the complete existence through his existence. Allah looked at the face of the Prophet and saw himself completely through the existence of what he had recreated in that case. He said, am I not your Lord? And the word returned from the Father of the existence, yes, you are my Lord. You can say that he asked, what do you see? And the answer came, I see you. All of the children of the Prophet Muhammad are the mirror of Allah. So that when you look, you see Allah. And when she looks, she sees Allah. When you give to Allah. And when you take from Allah. When Allah sent his order to be the existence, this existence was the same as the self of Allah. But he gave it a name from his name, Alhamd, because it contained Alhamd, and this is Allah. But he who contains Alhamd is Muhammad. He contains everything, but he came like a man. He came for the human beings, and he ate and he drank and he slept and he walked in the street. He praised and he exalted, as he says, Muhammad is a human being, but not really like a human being. Muhammad is a sweet date, and the people are like stones. From the poems of Sidi Muhammad Wafa. The people saw the perfect one walking in the street and talking with them, but he was different from them. And for this reason, Sidi Muhammad Wafa says, be careful. Be careful when you sit with the perfect man, with Ar-Arith Ar-Muhammadi. Be careful. Be careful to keep everything that you have with him. If you go away for one moment, you lose something deep. It is like a forest. He is like a forest, but a forest full of death. If a person goes to this forest without permission, he will lose his life. The Warith al-Muhammadi is like the sword, and he is the straight way. If he leaves us for a minute, everything will be destroyed. For this reason, love him. Love him and be for him. And throw yourself between his arms always. And ask him to keep you. And to use you as he likes. Remember, beloveds, that I told you about how the Prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, made the Miraj with the angel Jibrail, who stopped at a certain point in the holy journey because he could not go any further. This did not mean that he could not continue, but that Jibreel at that moment returned to be inside the subtle body of the Prophet. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. So from that point in the journey, there was no Jibreel and no angels, but only Muhammad. And at that moment, the Prophet returned to the same state as when Allah, praised and exalted, as he took him from his face with his first word, be. For that reason, he says in the Quran that the Prophet saw him twice. The first time was when he was with his beloved God, when he took him from his face. And the second time was on the holy Miraj, when Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, returned to the same state, without separation, without humanity, without angels, and without anything but Allah. And Allah began to talk then from himself to himself, and he said, La إِلَّهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهُ. And at that moment, there was nothing to hear or see but these words. Alhamdulillah. That brings us to the middle of page 36. We'll pick up with the seventh reading next time we meet. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.